Prepare to be captivated by the business story of the week, hosted by me, Shaheen Shan. Join us on a journey through the twists and turns of entrepreneurial triumphs and setbacks. Immerse yourself in the narrative and witness the magic that turns dreams into reality. This is Business Story of the Week.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Business Story of the Week. I am your co-host, Joshua, and here we are again today where we unravel stories of perseverance, struggle, and succeeding through those perseverance, innovating their space, you know, and being the leader in all that, and to inspire you in your next entrepreneurial journey, but not just your business journey, but also in life. Today, we have quite the guest for us that I'm pretty excited to have on here. Jody Scott is a pioneering force from, you know, from the health and wellness industry. With over two decades of experience, Jody is armed with a master's degree in health psychology and a background in pre-med, and she specializes in psychoneuroimmunology. I practiced that 100 times, guys. Under her leadership, Spry Life introduced alternative modalities like cannabis and psychedelics to emerging markets. Her goal now today is to inspire positive change through plant-powered living and alternative medicine. Today, Jody invites us to reflect on our well-being and consider holistic healing. Jody, it is lovely. You are looking lovely. Thank you for being on the show today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Joshua. I really appreciate being here with you today.
Fantastic. Jody, I always like to start these things, like the audience and listeners know this very well. I like to start from the very beginning. What happened, you know, in your childhood, perhaps? So maybe something that happened when you were younger, maybe throughout your life, in your career. What were the pivotal moments that got you into the health and wellness industry, and why specifically psychoneuroimmunology? What is the story of Jody Scott?
That's a lot to unpack there. That's great.
Please.
So there you go. So I grew up in the military. And so my mom, sister, and I, and brother and family were very close. So we started out as a very close family, moving around every 3 months to sometimes 3 years. And we remember very clearly, my mom loved plants, had such a passion for plants, but we moved so often that she couldn't grow a garden because she couldn't take it with her. Right. So she always had potted plants everywhere, potted plants. Oh. So when we would move, we'd be in the car with all these potted plants, you know, hitting our faces, you know, to make it to the next move. But in conjunction with that, there was always big boxes of body care. And we were like, Mom, why aren't the movers taking these boxes of beauty care products? You know, like here we have plants hitting us in the face. There's no room in the car as it is. And we're annoyed and upset that we're moving. And she's like, well, they're flammable. The movers can't take anything that's flammable. And my sister and I were like, why would you put anything flammable on your skin? She's like, well, that's just what you do. And we're like, ew, that cannot be safe. And then we also were like, and by the way, Mom, you've had that stuff for like the last 5 moves. I highly recommend you just throw it away. And so it really started my sister and I's journey of like, what are ingredients? How do they matter? And we were swimmers and runners. So we were athletes. Right. So we were mindful of the connection of food and performance. And so, you know, in the early days, being on military bases, we would go travel distances to go find health food stores, which didn't exist at the time. And then when we were in our undergrad, we were in Austin, and that's where the first Whole Foods was born. And so we started working at health food stores and really interacting with the customers in terms of the products that they were looking for, and then becoming an ingredient junkie, if you will, and always reading the labels, and then identifying that, you know, this was good, but it wasn't great. You know, there was extracts, there were still a lot of fillers. And so my sister and I's passion for product development began then. Now I got my undergrad in psychology and biology, and I was very passionate about the mind-body relationship, master's in health psychology, first master's health psychology program in the country, training resident physicians on the biopsychosocial model to really help the improvement of performance, meaning that, you know, rather than just giving your patient a medication, saying, hey, you know, what are some of the obstacles or barriers around them really getting the most out of this medicine? Perhaps they need to change their diet, their lifestyle, some other habits in their life. And so, you know, fast forward, we call that integrative and holistic medicine. And at the same time, my sister was studying to be an herbalist and a midwife. And that's when she learned the process of extracting from plants and the incredible medicinal properties that came from getting plants in their purest sense. And, you know, marry that with my mom's love for plants, with, you know, my passion for medicine. We really started having fun formulating. And we were just sharing it with friends and family in the early days. And people were like, we're getting incredible results. Like, we've had eczema, and or my son's had eczema and was afraid to leave the home. And now this balm, this salve that you've made is the first thing that's working. And so it caught my attention to the first aid space specifically. And what I also recognized was, if you opened up, here we had like natural cleaning products, natural, you know, beauty care and personal care products. We were eating organic food. But we opened up our first aid cabinet and it was full of chemicals, like full of it. We made this exception that, you know, Neosporin and hydrocortisone and calamine were the only things that could get the job done. And then we found out that the natural consumer in general, we weren't alone. The natural consumer was willing to abandon their natural ethos because they were told that these items were the only ones that could get the job done for their skincare problems. And then the conventional consumer was like, I've got chronic skin conditions, and the OTC space really only accommodates to acute skin conditions. Used for 5 days, 7 days. If symptoms persist, then they needed to discontinue use. And so, or it would be toxic and they had to go to their physician. And so this is where a whole world opened up and we said, can we make plant-based alternatives that are superior in efficacy and bring some sustainability? And that's how Green Goo was born.
Wow, fantastic. And of course, can you make alternatives that are inflammable, right, in the first place?
Remove petroleum. Let's start with that.
I love the story. That's why I always like to ask these, you know, the journeys and where it all began. I love the background, you know, as a military family moving around, and your love for plants. You mentioned there that your sister was a herbalist and a midwife. We'll get there in a second. I want to keep talking about Green Goo, of course, but I do want to talk a little bit more about psychoneuroimmunology, because as far as I know, this is exploring the interaction between the mind, the nervous system, and the immune system. I wanted to ask, how does this play into what you guys do when it comes to plant-powered medicine and alternative medicine and, you know, like really holistic healing? You specialize in this field. So what does psychoneuroimmunology do for Green Goo?
Well, what's fascinating about the, you know, the area of psychoneuroimmunology, when I first started in this area of research and understanding, it was very much anecdotal, meaning it wasn't well appreciated in the medical field. And it was more, I heard this story and this person had this experience. And now we have so much data to support the relationship between your mind, your body, and your immune system. And for the first time in terms of skincare, we're seeing, you know, the Journal of Behavioral Medicine, the Journal of Dermatology, they're starting to put research behind and show the results of mindfulness, and that practicing certain kinds of mindfulness, call it gratitude or consciousness, can have a positive impact on your skin. And more recently, we're learning that the skin is far more involved in our homeostasis and our health and wellness. Like, historically, it's like, it's our largest organ, right? And we just thought it just is here to protect us. And now they're saying that our skin may be a neuro immune endocrine organ in itself, and that it's far more involved in our homeostasis than we thought before. And so I am loving, for me personally, this full circle moment in my, you know, career, my passion, bridging green goo to what I just so believe in, which is this relationship that we can have with our overall health and wellness. And we're just at the beginning, and you know, we've been formulating with this in mind, but I don't think we really knew the power of what we're formulating until most recently and how that can impact your overall health.
I love that. And that was what I was going to mention, actually. It felt like it all fell into place. And it felt like, you know, you said it came full circle. It was something that you were pursuing, something that you love, but something that you also encountered in your career that just connected all the dots, basically. And I love that the skin, we're making groundbreaking discoveries, you know, like it makes sense, of course, that the skin is part, a huge part of our homeostasis. I learned another new word today. And of course, right? A wholeness, a holistic whole, it makes sense that the skin affects everything that we do, especially, you know, in general, in our bodies and everything.
Yeah. And even longevity. I want to add that to there as well. Is, you know, that's a big buzzword right now. And, you know, historically we looked at our skincare as, you know, beauty. And if you look good and you have a glow, you know, and so a lot of products, you know, were designed around how you look. And I think there's something in our DNA that now that I'm better understanding is that we recognize that when someone looks healthy or they have that glow, that they are healthy. And so we're finding that there's more research in terms of taking care of our skin as the largest skin, our largest organ, and that notion of like food for your skin, nutrients for your skin, because it does impact your longevity. And so it's just another area for us to look at this like holistic perspective of our health and wellness.
And that's fantastic. Longevity as well, going hand in hand with our skincare, our food care, our food choices, so to speak. And of course, there's this massive movement in the skin and beauty care products today. I mean, I feel like Korea is at the forefront of this, where they're, you know, pushing all of these, you know, all of these methods. And I think even more so now, it's important to have these alternative, much more healthier methods when it comes to taking care of our skin. So now I want to get into that, because you're, again, you mentioned your family's love for plants, for herbs very early on. Your sister went on to become a certified herbalist, a midwife, and you, you know, where you bring your mother along with you, of course, in your journey as well. Together, you guys ignited a botanical revolution, right? So you birthed multiple brands, you birthed multiple products, including today the renowned Green Goo, the Green Goo First Aid, the Southern Butter. Am I correct when I'm saying that? The Southern Butter and the groundbreaking Good Goo CBD line. Jody, talk to us about all of this. First of all, what is Green Goo? How is it emerging? How is it revolutionizing the botanical and health wellness industry?
So what's really different about what we develop is the process. So we are not bringing pre-made ingredients or extracts that are already on the market. We actually bring the plants to our manufacturing facility, where we take them through this extraction process, yield high amounts of the medicinal properties, and then put these unique oils, these unique blends into all of these products. So you can't get this concentration or combination of ingredients anywhere. And how these plants work together is very important. So, you know, how plantain works by itself has one property, how yarrow works by itself has another, but then you bring them together and how they operate for wound care. And so we bring this across all of our brands, this process. And that's why you get the results that you get. You know, for example, this was a challenge for us in terms of trying to scale this concept, because we knew that if we changed the process, it would change the performance. And we didn't want,
of course,
we didn't want that. you know, because mm-hmm. we were getting the results. And, mm-hmm. you know, a perfect example is our dry skin formula. It took a customer to use this product, and his son had eczema, and he was the advocate for us getting a manufacturer. And he called us and he said, mm-hmm. this is the first time my son has not had to use a prescription medication. He's like, I do not know how we're going to scale this, but the world needs this. And this product has been used by Johns Hopkins in their scleroderma and skin condition department for over a decade. And so my goal, or my family's goal, is not only to first give you superior results. You know, we want efficacy first. We want to make your life more comfortable. But then we also want to make your world and this planet cleaner by bringing sustainable mm-hmm. and clean, fair trade sourced ingredients and packaging. You know, you talked about, you know, it's not just about what we shouldn't be putting on our bodies and skin, which is the phthalates, the parabens, the, mm-hmm. you know, formaldehyde, the petroleum. I mean, phthalates is the number one produced chemical in this world. And our country alone produces 1 billion pounds of them a year.
Oh my goodness. These are
endocrine disruptors. And not only is it disrupting our homeostasis and, you know, causing challenges for us internally, it's impacting the environment. We wash this stuff on the water. It goes in our water system. It goes into our food. And so this is an opportunity mm-hmm. to change the planet by changing what products you're bringing into your home and what you're putting on your body.
Well, Jody, of course, this is, you know, it's just not just sparking a sense of like a new product, new line of alternative medication, but it's also sparking a sense of, you know, awareness, a sense of awareness to the environment, a love for the environment. But more than that, I'm looking at a little bit more. There's raising an awareness for regulation, right? Because you talk about parabens, was it? Did I say that right?
Yes, parabens. Phthalates is the one that's a billion pounds, yes.
Exactly, right. And we're producing way too much of it. And we're putting it way too much on our skin. And that's why we're all getting sick. And it seems logical to feel that these things should be regulated because we put it in our skin. We, you know, it's very highly produced, but why is it not regulated, right? And I think what you guys are doing is more than just, you know, creating alternative products. You're also raising that perhaps we need to be more aware of these things. How do you see the future going into that? Like, do you agree, or are there any regulations that you're aware of that are being changed in skin and beauty healthcare industry?
Well, I think where the greatest power comes from is the consumer, mm-hmm. because the consumer votes every time they purchase a product in terms of what gets reinforced, what gets supported, what gets financially backed. Because where the money is in the industry, they're going to go to where the market share is. And so that's why it's so important to us as a family to be putting this message out there to empower the consumer so that they can be a part of that, you know, escalation as it goes up to start regulating. And more countries are starting to raise awareness and put in regulations, but it's not near enough. I mean, these chemicals are really a product of the Industrial Revolution and have only been around for, you know, the last 100 years. And so it's really going to take the consumer to be involved in it. And for us, you know, pricing was important on the packaging because for these products, because we wanted it equitable, because oftentimes the natural market, it's for the one percenters. And that's not going to change the world. You know, changing the world is making these products accessible to everyone. And so my hope is that we'll start to see that shift in general in this space, and then also just from the general consumer being able to be more involved and have accessibility to these alternative modalities.
And that starts with making it more accessible. And I love that you made that your forefront, made that your priority. And I love that you validated what I said. Like 100 years ago, the Industrial Revolution began. It's now, you know, we're seeing now its effects. And today we are hopefully seeing a botanical revolution where we go back to nature, where we go back to what's natural and what's healthy for us. and hopefully along the way change the world as well. I love this mission of yours, Jody. You've gone through a lot of stages in your career as a business owner, as a CEO, as a mother, and you've worn many hats, and as an entrepreneur as well with your personal life. How have you navigated through all this, especially feeling that there's this massive mission of yours? It must feel big at the same time, because you're trying to change something so huge that hasn't been thought of before, or like is at its infancy. How do you juggle all of these roles and these hats, and at the same time maintain that this is my mission, this is what I want to do?
That's a great question. And, you know, I think, first of all, from our core, our products really reflect our core values, who we are as a family, right, and who we are as entrepreneurs, in the sense of bringing transparency, bringing authenticity, philanthropy, making sure that these products are impactful, and obviously efficacy, right, you know. And so every time we product develop, we formulate, you know, we're not picking herbs that are going to damage the planet. And truly, most of these herbs are so sustainable. They don't need a whole lot of water to grow. They're weeds. And the more you harvest them, the more they grow, or they may be great for regenerative farming and cleaning up our soil. But then, you know, from there, we obviously, you know, as an entrepreneur, I need to make sure that I'm building a sustainable business, you know, that we are looking at profits and making sure we're being incredibly efficient. You know, thankfully, from a sustainability standpoint, there are benefits to that, as it benefits the bottom line by being resourceful, right, and recycling and looking at it from that fashion. We make sure that we're running very lean and efficiently so that we can offset those, you know, still being profitable and also giving our consumers an attainable price point. And making sure that we can stick around for the long term, you know, so we can continue to impact the planet and the mission and the vision. Our team is phenomenal. They, our culture is so solid. And, you know, I think it starts with leadership. I am here to serve my team. My team is not here to serve me. I am here to serve my team and be there for them so that they can show up in their best self. And so they know they are supported. They know we have good communication. Continued education, whatever tools it is for them to live their best life and be able to reflect that through what we do in executing, getting these products out the door is incredible. So we don't have retention. You know, we have, in so few words, it's like one big family, and I am so grateful for them and their efforts. Wow. And, you know, I have a theory of, I like the lead from behind model, in the sense of, you know, my spirit animal, wolf, and letting my team be the leaders so that they can exercise their best. And I think also, you know, in the early days of being an entrepreneur, I did not appreciate the importance of the self-work that I needed to do and prioritize. I mean, there is a saying, put the oxygen mask on first. And I felt like that was selfish. And I was like, okay, I have to work 18 hours a day and I need to grind at this thing. And I learned that I wasn't serving my team by not being my best self. And so I dedicate time to consciousness, mindfulness, being present, doing my own health and wellness journey from a totality standpoint, from an integrative standpoint, so that I can be present to make good decisions for them and, you know, be able to stay even keel when the stress is, you know, enormous at times, so that I can be my best self. And taking that priority in my life, and kind of full circle to your question, has impacted me to be a better leader and also a better parent, a better partner, and integrating that into my personal life so that my daughter can see, you know, how to be a healthy entrepreneur and a healthy leader. Wow. And I'm grateful for that gift. It's not always fun, but It serves you so well. And I have so much gratitude for this opportunity.
Wow. It's not always fun, but it's always fulfilling.
Yes. Yes.
I bet. What a beautiful message, Jody. What a beautiful message. This is why I ask these questions, and that's why I love to have guests like you on here, because it's not just about across all spectrums of all the guests and all the successes that I've seen. The most common is that they always maintain this core value. The most successful ones always maintain a sense of principle and a sense of, you know, taking care of others around them. So it's not just business, you know. We may be business story of the week, but a lot of times it's also like your life journey, right? Like how do you take care of others? How do you take care of your family? How do you take care of your own mission and make sure you take care of yourself so you can proceed with that mission and make sure that you keep doing that and take care of others around you. I love that. I love that, Jody. And thank you for bringing that energy today. Jody, it hasn't been a smooth path for you and Spry Life, of course. This is something that has taken years and years and a lot of work. But I do kind of want to wrap this up in such a way where I always ask this question: what is the future for Spry Life? What is the future for Green Goo? You know, but what are also the aspirations of Jody Scott? How are we seeing the, you know, the skin and beauty care, natural medicine? How are we seeing it in 10 years, 5 years from now? But more importantly, where are you seeing yourself in the future, Jody?
Goodness. So, you know, I consider this sort of the next chapter for Green Goo.
Right.
And, you know, the plant renaissance, to your point, is here. And we've spent the last 10, 12 years trying to forge that path. And, you know, the first time I went in front of a buyer at a pharmacy and said, I have a plant-based first aid product, they looked at me like, what? and I think we're here now. And I'm so excited to have been able to continue to bring authentic products over the last decade and stay the course and serve the customers. And so, you know, this new chapter with Spry Life is very much a rebirth of continuing to give our customers these incredible products that have efficacy and results and impact the environment, be a stronger voice and advocate for them, for these products and education, and continue to formulate as we get to know more about this relationship that our mind and our skin have, and formulate in a manner that takes that a level further. What more nutrients can I bring you? You know, how can I bring in essential oils that impact your mindset that's so desired while nourishing your skin? And some great new innovative products as we continue to study the transdermal absorption of your skin and say, hey, here's another way that we can continue to contribute to your overall health and wellness. So I'm excited about this next chapter, and I can take what I've learned in the last decade as an entrepreneur and, you know, there's gift and opportunities and the challenges that you have and taking them and reinventing them into being a stronger force as an entrepreneur, as a business leader, and help other entrepreneurs. My hope is, you know, some of the lessons we've learned along the way, I may be able to impart upon, you know, new business owners and say, hey, don't do this. this may save you a couple years. And offer those services. And even just from a self-development standpoint, you know, bring some of that to the forefront as an integral part of being an entrepreneur.
That's fantastic. And of course, Jody, we are there with you. You say that you like to leave behind, but you are also at the forefront of this, and you are bringing with you such values and principles that, you know, it's guaranteed that you are almost guarantees that you are going to lead this revolution, this plant renaissance. But more than that, change the world with us. And of course, Jody, we wish you all the best in all your challenges. We need a part two of this. We talked a little bit about that before the show, when it comes to the birth of Spry Life and what you guys have gone through. And I think, but that last message of yours for entrepreneurs and business owners, I think it's a perfect message. It's a lovely message. And hopefully we get to tap into that someday. And the same way that you tapped into our consciousness and our awareness that there is hope right now in medicinal plant and there is a revolution happening, and Jody and Green Goo and Spry Life is leading the way. Jody, I'd like to give you this opportunity. Where can we find you? Where are you most active? Where can we buy Green Goo? And, where can we find the updates of the journey of Jody Scott?
Yes, I highly recommend going to greengoo.com. You'll be able to see all of the brands there and continuous updates of the family. And then, of course, we've got our social sites. Green Goo Helps for Instagram, right. Facebook. And yes, this is a to be continued and just the beginning.
Oh, that's just the beginning. And we begin with the end in mind all the time. Jody, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your energy. And thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, all.
Fantastic. For audience and listeners out there, see you on the next one.
All right. So here's the thing. We try to get a little bit better every day, but we can't do it without you. So if you like the video, make sure to like and subscribe below. And if you have any comments, just leave them in the space under.